HarperCollins presents Naples 1944, War, Liberation and Chaos by Keith Lowe. Read by Jot Davis. To the Fazzoletti in Testa Club. Introduction. The Second World War destroyed countless cities in Europe and Asia. This is the story of one such city. It describes not only what happened to Naples when the scourge of war lashed down upon it, but also, crucially, what happened next. The aftermath of the Second World War was often just as dramatic, exhilarating, and traumatic as the war itself, and yet it is rarely written about by historians and almost never acknowledged in our public memory of the war. Naples, which at the time was still the most populous city in Italy, was the first major metropolis in the whole of mainland Europe to be liberated by the Western Allies. When the British and American armies first entered the city on the 1st of October 1943, they found it in a state of absolute crisis. All stores of food and fuel had been comprehensively looted, leaving hundreds of thousands of people on the brink of starvation. Law and order was virtually non-existent. Much of the city was in ruins, not only because of the destruction caused by years of Allied bombardment, but also because the German army had tried to destroy everything that they could not take with them. The final days before the Allies arrived had been particularly devastating, when the Germans had performed dozens of massacres and atrocities as their final farewell. At the end of that year, the city's first Allied governor, Colonel Edgar Erskine Hume, wrote a lengthy report describing the conditions that he and his staff had been forced to cope with. At the time of our arrival, the city was in darkness. There was no electric power, gas, sewage disposal, means of collecting refuse, facilities to bury the dead, air raid signals, telephones, ambulance service, fire protection, telegraphs, postal service, streetcars, buses, taxis, funiculars, railways, or regular water supply. Police organization had broken down, and after days of terror, there was almost a state of anarchy. No schools were open. Courts were not functioning. The great port, second largest in Italy, had been almost wholly destroyed. All banks were closed, and the city's financial system was at a standstill. There was filth in the streets, and all shops were closed. Food was practically unobtainable, and people were starving. All these things were added to the widespread destructions of public and private buildings. Despair was everywhere. Unfortunately, things would get worse before they got any better. In the following months, Naples would suffer one catastrophe after another. There was an economic crisis, a typhus epidemic, widespread starvation, and increasing demonstrations of social unrest. An almost unprecedented crime wave also struck the city, with outbreaks of murder, theft, and rioting, a burgeoning black market, and a sudden resurgence of mafia activity. As if that were not enough, in March 1944, Vesuvius erupted, sending rivers of lava towards the sea and clouds of ash over the entire city. And all the while, the war continued, with huge and brutal battles taking place less than 100 kilometres away on the borders of Campania. For Allied observers arriving in the city for the first time, what they found here was a lesson in moral degradation. Norman Lewis, a British intelligence officer, later wrote an extraordinarily vivid memoir of his time here that has been quoted and requoted by countless historians of the war in Italy. He described a world where ordinary, well-washed, respectable housewives were forced to offer their bodies to queues of Allied soldiers in return for a few tins of food, where desperate old ladies touted the services of their prepubescent granddaughters, and where even aristocrats begged to be allowed to work in Allied
Sample complete. Ready to continue?